आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अनुजा कुमार। द हेडलाइंस। आदित्य L1 इंडियाज फर्स्ट स्पेस मिशन टू स्टडी द सन टू बी लॉन्च फ्रॉम श्रीहरिकोटा दिस मॉर्निंग। Prime Minister Narendra Modi hails UPI's achievement of crossing 1,000 crore transactions in a month mark for first time. RBI Governor Shaktikant Das rated A+ in Global Finance Central Banker Report Cards 2023. Prime Minister and Finance Minister congratulate him. Assets under management of National Pension System and Atal Pension Yojana cross 10 lakh crore rupee level. In Singapore, Indian origin economist Shanmugaratnam wins the presidential election. And in Asia Cup cricket, India to clash with Pakistan at Pallikile, Sri Lanka this afternoon. And now the news in detail. India will take the first step of its mission to study the sun today. The Indian Space Research Organization will launch the mission Aditya L1 through PSLV-C57 precisely at 11:50 hours from Sriharikota Space Center. Satellite Aditya L1 will be placed in a halo orbit around the Lagrange point L1 of the Sun-Earth system, which is about 1.5 million kilometers from the Earth. More from our correspondent.
The stage has been all set for the precise launch of the satellite. More than 200 journalists will be covering today's historic event. The visitors' gallery outside the Satish Dhawan Space Center is also fast filling up for those who had already registered to witness the satellite launch. In a period of 4 months from today, Aditya L1 will reach the Lagrange 1 point. Aditya's L1 mission is to study the solar winds and the sun's atmosphere. The Indian Space Research Organization will be on par with NASA, the European Space Agency, Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency and Chinese Academy of Sciences, which have launched solar observation missions. Joy, Akashwani, reporting from Sriharikota.
Instant Payment System Unified Payments Interface, or UPI, has crossed the mark of 1,000 crore transactions for the first time in the month of August 2023. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hailed this achievement in reply to a post by National Payments Corporation of India, or NPCI, in social media. The Prime Minister called it an exceptional news. He said it is a testament to the people of India embracing digital progress and a tribute to their skills. He hoped that this trend will continue in future. Data from NPCI shows that 1,000 crore transactions were recorded on the platform in August. The number of UPI transactions in July was 996.4 crores. As per the NPCI officials, India has been following two strategies. First is to help build digital infrastructure and platforms for partner countries, and the second is to enter into commercial linkages and partnerships with existing financial platforms to make payments for Indian travelers and migrants easier. Reserve Bank of India Governor Shaktikant Das has been rated A+ in the Global Finance Central Banker Report Cards 2023. Mr. Das has been placed at the top of the list of three central bank governors by US-based Global Finance magazine. He is followed by Switzerland's Thomas J. Jordan and Vietnam's Nguyen Thi Hong. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated RBI Governor Shaktikant Das on being rated A+ in the Global Finance Central Banker Report Cards 2023. In a message, Mr. Modi said, "It is a proud moment for India, reflecting the financial leadership on the global stage. The RBI Governor's dedication and vision continue to strengthen the nation's growth trajectory." Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman also congratulated RBI Governor Shaktikant Das for this. In a social media post, she said that his leadership of country's central bank has withstood the recent tests and challenges. Assets under the management of the National Pension System, or NPS, and Atal Pension Yojana, APY, have crossed 10 trillion or 10 lakh crore rupees. Pension Fund Regulatory and Development Authority in a statement said that currently NPS and APY together have more than 6.62 crore subscribers. NPS has been made available to every Indian citizen from the 1st of May 2009 on a voluntary basis. Atal Pension Yojana was launched on the 1st of June 2015, which has given the much-required impetus to the social security schemes. In pursuit of the objective to promote pension and retirement planning, PFRDA annually celebrates the 1st of October as National Pension System Divas or NPS Divas. This initiative contributes to the financial self-sufficiency of Indian citizens in their post-retirement phase. In observance of the NPS Divas this year, Pension Fund Regulatory and Development Authority has planned a month-long sequence of digital media and publicity initiatives. These endeavors are strategically designed to commemorate NPS Divas and effectively communicate the importance of pension planning to the subscribers as well as to the general public. Coal production in the country grew by 12.85% to 67.65 million tons in the month of August this year as compared to 59.95 million tons in the same month of last year. Ministry of Coal in a statement said that it has achieved a substantial surge in overall coal production during the month of August 2023. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Rashtriya Poshan Maah is a big initiative for the better health of the family members, which will be made successful only by public participation. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he had discussed in Mann Ki Baat about the unique efforts which being made across the country for a malnutrition-free India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Meri Mati Mera Desh campaign is going to further strengthen the sense of unity and integrity. In a message, Mr. Modi expressed confidence that under the program, an Amrit Vatika will be built from the soil collected from all over the country, which will make the dream of Ek Bharat Shreshth Bharat come true. He called upon everyone to ensure their participation in the Amrit Kalash Yatra in a big way. The Prime Minister said Meri Mati Mera Desh anthem resonates deeply with every Indian's heart, reminding people of the sacrifices made for the nation. He called upon everyone to make this movement a success, which will inspire the coming generations. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at Air News Alerts. Jet Airways founder Naresh Goyal has been arrested by the Enforcement Directorate in an alleged 538 crore rupee money laundering case linked to Canara Bank. He was taken into custody under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA, after a long session of questioning at the ED office in Mumbai. Naresh Goyal will be produced before a special PMLA court in Mumbai today. Earlier, the ED conducted raids on Goyal, his wife Anita, and his associates in July 2020 after CBI registered an FIR against them based on the Canara Bank's complaint. According to the FIR, the bank alleged that it sanctioned credit limits and loans to Jet Airways to the tune of 848.86 crore rupees, out of which 538.62 crore rupees is outstanding. In Rajasthan, the Bharatiya Janata Party is starting the Parivartan Sankalp Yatras today with the aim to change the power in the state. BJP National President J.P. Nadda will flag off the first Parivartan Yatra from Trinetra Ganesh Temple in Savai Madhopur district. The next three consecutive Parivartan Yatras will start from different states of the state and will be flagged off by other senior BJP leaders. About 72 big public meetings will be organized during the 18 days of Yatras. More from our correspondent.
The Bharatiya Janata Party is taking out four Parivartan Yatras from all the four directions of the state, which are gearing up from today. These Yatras will cover all the 200 assembly constituencies in the state, covering a distance of about 9,000 kilometers. The opposition BJP cornered the ruling Congress government in the state on corruption, paper leak and law and order situation, and now it is going among the public on these issues. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashwani News, Jaipur.
Gujarat has recorded a significant rise in coconut production. Nearly 4,500 hectares of land was added to coconut cultivation in the state over the past decade. The state government has launched the Gujarat Coconut Development Program with a dedicated budgetary allocation to accelerate coconut production in the state. We have a report.
With the longest coastline in the country, Gujarat has recorded a significant increase in both production and cultivation of coconuts over a decade. The State Director of Horticulture, PM Vaghasia, said, with various initiatives and schemes, the government is providing financial assistance to coconut cultivating farmers. At present, over 21 crore ripe coconuts are being produced in the state.
Rajya Sarkar jo scheme chala rahi hai, kisani ke liye takriban 50,000 kharch hota hai, uska 75% per hectare ke hisab se farmers ko madad karti hai.
He also added that 33% of the total coconut production in the state is exported to northern states. Aparna Khunt, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
Union Minister of State for Parliamentary Affairs Arjun Ram Meghwal gave away the prizes to the winners of the 33rd National Youth Parliament Competition 2022-23 at a function held in New Delhi yesterday. Nehru Running Shield and Trophy for standing first in the competition was given to Kendriya Vidyalaya No. 1, Chindwara, Madhya Pradesh. Besides, zonal winner trophies were also awarded to four Kendriya Vidyalayas for standing first at the zonal level in the competition. In Punjab, the Indian Council of Social Science Research, Ministry of Education, New Delhi, has granted a six-month millet project to Jagat Guru Nanak Dev Punjab State Open University in Patiala. The research project titled Developing Millet Value Chain for Sustainable Agroecology of Punjab, granted to the institute, will be undertaken as a collaborative research. In international news, Indian origin economist and former senior minister Tharman Shanmugaratnam has registered a landslide victory in Singapore's presidential election. The results were announced last night. The minister won over 70% of votes in the country's first contested presidential polls since 2011. 66-year-old Tharman Shanmugaratnam had served as Singapore's deputy prime minister from 2011 to 2019. He joined politics in 2001. He has also worked in the public sector and held ministerial positions. Tharman will be Singapore's third Indian origin president after Sellappan Ramanathan and C.V. Devan Nair. Earlier, the polls ended with over 2.7 million voters casting their ballots. Singaporeans voted in large numbers yesterday in the country's first contested presidential election in more than a decade. On to sports. In Asia Cup cricket, India will clash with arch-rivals Pakistan in a Group A match at Pallikele in Sri Lanka today. The match is scheduled to begin at 3 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The two sides last played an ODI 4 years ago when they faced each other at the ICC World Cup. Pakistan is coming off a victory over Nepal, which will boost its confidence. On the other hand, the full-strength Indian side is confident with the top order having shown consistent performance in recent times. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Anuja. As G20 celebrates cultural diversity of nations with artifacts and artwork, the dailies have mentioned about the multi-level security arrangements for the G20 meet in the national capital. 45,000 personnel, blue safari suits in G20 security plan, states Hindustan Times. The Pioneer adds India to host speakers of G20 countries in new parliament building. Rig Veda, Magna Carta, Mona Lisa to be exhibited at Cultural Corridor. With all systems ready for Aditya L1 launch, the Times of India says Aditya L1 begins 1.5 million kilometer trek to solar vantage point today. One nation, one election. Government sets ball rolling with panel under Kovind is a headline in the Indian Express. And finally, crack team of women military engineers to spearhead project to upgrade LSE airfield, cites Hindustan Times. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Aditya L1, India's first space mission to study the sun, to be launched from Sriharikota this morning. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hails UPI's achievement of crossing 1,000 crore transactions in a month mark for first time. RBI Governor Shaktikant Das rated A+ in Global Finance Central Banker Report Cards 2023. Prime Minister and Finance Minister congratulate him. Assets under management of National Pension System and Atal Pension Yojana crossed 10 lakh crore rupee level. In Singapore, Indian origin economist Shanmugaratnam wins the presidential election. And in Asia Cup cricket, India to clash with Pakistan at Pallikele, Sri Lanka this afternoon. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.